Analysis on this edition of our monthly political roundtable across the aisle. Keith Stordahl today talks with Meredith Strang Burgess of Burgess Advertising and Marketing, a former Republican lawmaker, economist Dick Woodbury, who served in Augusta as an independent, and Cynthia Dill, an attorney who served in the legislature as a Democrat.
Cynthia, if you were the headline writer for the Dill Post-Dispatch, what would you put above the fold this morning?
Blue wave crashes on the shores of Maine.
So you think it was part of the blue wave?
Well, I think Maine had a blue wave. I don't think that that accurately describes what happened in the rest of the country. But in Maine here, I mean, the Democrats, Janet Mills obviously is going to be in the Blaine House. The Democrats have a majority in the Senate and the House, and that's a wave.
Meredith, what would the Strang Burgess bugle lead with today?
Well, unfortunately, that blue wave did hit, and it hit especially strong along the coast of Maine. So maybe it was more of a little tsunami here that kind of leveled out as it went inland. The Republicans still held in some of the rural parts of the state, but we clearly saw the coast become very, very blue.
All right. And Dick, what's the lead in the Woodbury Independent?
Well,
sorry.
I would have to say that it is a Janet Mills day. Janet Mills as our next governor, Janet Mills as the first woman governor of Maine, Janet Mills as governor over the state's bicentennial, which is coming up during her term, and Janet Mills as somebody who is going into office with very large Democratic majorities in the House and Senate, so an opportunity to absolutely shape the landscape of policy for the state going forward. So this is definitely a Janet Mills day.
My headline would be, political ads mercifully come to end.
For the moment.
So true.
For the moment.
I think we all agree on that.
Let's go back to the governor's race. Maine, for the first time, has a woman in the Blaine House, Cynthia, certainly significantly symbolic. But why has it taken longer to break through on this? Mills talked in her campaign about, you know, growing up near Margaret Chase Smith and even having a letter written from Margaret Chase Smith to her as a newborn saying, you have much to live up to. Why has the governorship been so elusive to women in Maine?
Well, I think people generally believe that women make good legislators, but have trouble sometimes imagining women as executives. And that's changing, but it's changing slowly. Janet Mills was able to have the perfect combination of attributes. She is not only the most qualified candidate, but she also brings to the position lots of experience and a certain degree of strength that is difficult to replicate by some female candidates. But why it happens, I think there's discrimination and bias that some people aren't even aware of deep within both political parties that makes it difficult for women to get ahead in executive races. She's obviously smashed the glass ceiling here in Maine, and I'm so pleased that we have in the first female governor someone with such competence and experience and strength. I think it's a great thing for Maine, and it's a great thing for women and girls and men.
Meredith, is it a different—
And boys.
And boys, is it?
And everyone in between.
So is being a U.S. senator, getting to be a U.S. senator just much more accessible than becoming a governor in Maine in particular?
Well, I think because it's that executive position. It's the CEO. And you look around the world at the number of women who are CEOs. It's a really hard step to make from being an officer or a senior officer to the CEO. And I think I'm going to speak a little bit probably for Cynthia in that I know I've certainly heard women be really hard on other women, which is sort of an interesting piece, as well as, you know, probably men who are just like, I don't know. But I agree that Janet is the perfect candidate where she's 100% qualified to be in this role. And I'm proud of her in the steps of history that she's going to make here.
Yeah. Dick, any thoughts?
Well, I want to say I'm proud, too. On the general, you know, why is it taking so long for women, I agree with everything that Meredith and Cynthia said. The other thing I'd just add to it is that we're in a very positive wave of women's engagement particularly in politics. And, you know, I just did a quick preliminary count of what the Maine House of Representatives is going to look like, for example. And I think we're going to have close to 60 women in the Maine House, which I suspect is a record. So, this is an exciting time.
Governor-elect Mills has talked throughout the campaign about reaching out across the aisle as governor to work with Republicans to get things done. Are Republicans prepared to do the same?
That's a great question. And I think that Janet's going to be a very thoughtful and also sort of really down the middle of the road governor. I think if you kind of come in and really adopt a very progressive agenda, I think that that's going to be met with a lot of conversation and a lot of long, hard work. But I think there's a lot of middle ground that we could get together and work with her.
So you've all worked under various scenarios, but in a case where you're a new governor and you have control, your party has control over the House and the Senate, is it not hard not to take advantage of that and then, you know,
overreach?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm wondering.
That's the piece.
Is that the danger?
That is the danger, and that is the challenge. That's why on the national level, we've seen today President Trump applauding Nancy Pelosi, and there's belief by many that there could be potential for deal-making now that Nancy Pelosi is the leader of the House of Representatives in Washington, because she and Donald Trump can come together on some issues like infrastructure. Janet Mills, I think, has the wind behind her back in the sense that she is a Clinton delegate coming to the Blaine House. She is not a far-left Democratic candidate, and she has a reputation actually in the House. When she served with me in the House, she was a more conservative Democrat. People would generally think of her as almost a blue dog Democrat. Mm-hmm. So she has not only overcome, you know, majority of the votes in the state of Maine, but has overcome in the Democratic Party that went for Bernie Sanders, the party. So she's done a lot of work bringing the far left, I think, along with her campaign, but she's also brought along a lot of moderate independents who have broke for the Democrat in this election for the first time in a long time. And I think the numbers will show, as we hear more about the exit polling, a lot of Republicans who were concerned with the LePage administration and have experience working with Janet. But I just want to go back just for one second. Even though there's a lot of to celebrate around a first woman governor in Maine and some gains made, we still, you know, it's been a long time, and we have, you know, for the first time a woman governor in the Congress, there's still about 20%. So we still have a long way to go.
Across the aisle, our monthly roundtable on Maine politics is hosted by Keith Shordahl.